You always look so beautiful tied up like this for me, babe. With those hands cuffed over your head. And I just love running my fingers down your big, strong chest. You have such a gorgeous body. And it's just so much fun to touch and play with. Oh, and I love how you gasp and squirm when I pinch those nipples. Oh, does that hurt, babe? I bet it feels good too, though, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I love your stomach too, babe. All that working out you've been doing. It's so flat and so strong. And even lying on your back all stretched out like this, I can still see your abs. And such beautiful, strong abs they are. So toned. Firm. Oh, and absolutely delicious. And these legs here are beautiful too. Doesn't it feel wonderful as I trace my fingernails along the inside of your thighs like this? So sensitive. And tender. And if I just dig in a little bit, I can leave such lovely red marks on you. Oh, and this squirming you do. So much fun to watch. Hold on a sec, babe. I'm just gonna tighten the ankles a little bit. I want you nice and helpless for what's about to come next. You have the most perfect smile, and I just love when you look at me like this. Just one more thing, babe. I've added a few more straps to the bed, so hold still for a minute. These cuffs here, they go right around your thighs, just above those knees. Let me just get those on you. All right, that's one. And now for the other. There we go. And now, when I attach these straps and pull, look at that spread. Nice and wide. And can you move your legs, babe? No? Not even a little bit? Perfect. You're just so beautiful to look at. And I just can't resist running my hands all over you. And hearing those delightful little moans and whimpers as I caress you. And tease you. Oh, and look at that. You seem to be, well, responding quite a bit. Aren't you, babe? And how's everything feeling? Nothing too tight? Everything secure? Good. You know that I love you, right, babe? And I love your body. Your arms. Your chest. Your legs. Your stomach. But there is something missing from my list. Isn't there, babe? Oh, yes, there is. Your little baby cock. I don't love that, babe. I don't love it at all. Your cock is tiny. Even when it tries to get hard. Just look at it. It doesn't even really look like a cock to me at all. It's just pathetic. I'm sorry, babe. I really wish I could tell you that I love it. But I just don't. Us girls, we always chat about our sex lives. I hear about all my friends having sex with their man. They all have such big and wonderful cocks. Those guys, they know how to fuck them. And how to make them scream with pleasure. And how to make them come. You know you don't make me come, right? Like, when you try to fuck me, I can barely even feel you inside of me. It's really disappointing. And then when my friends talk about their man's cocks, I actually get pretty embarrassed. Ashamed, even. I mean, look at you. Big, strong man with such a teeny, tiny, little dicklet. It's one thing for you to be embarrassed about it. But now, every Sunday at brunch with the girls, I have to feel embarrassed too. And I finally told them. And do you know what they did? They actually paid for my meal out of sympathy. I've never felt so embarrassed in my life. And then after that, they just kept consoling me and ordering me mimosas to try to make me feel better. I do have good friends, though. And I know that they meant well, but it just doesn't change the fact that I was seriously embarrassed. And now, just look at your pathetic cock. It isn't even hard anymore. Not like it's all that useful when it's hard anyway. But still. Yeah, I'm talking, babe. I don't need your apologies. Obviously, I know that you can't help it. But that doesn't change things, does it? So, I got you this, babe. And I think that this will help you understand a little bit better what I'm feeling. This here is a penis gag. This rubber cock goes in your mouth, and then it buckles on. And it even has a little lock. Look, isn't that cute? Look, I'll show you. I just put it in my mouth like this. You see how that works, babe? And I know this penis gag doesn't look very big. And really, it's not. But then when I hold it next to yours? Well, you really don't measure up, do you? Stop. Babe, I'm doing this for us. I need you to understand just how small you are. And then, maybe we can find a way to deal with it. Oh, shh. Now open your mouth for me, and we're just gonna slide this cock right on in there. Oh, there we go. This is what a real cock is like. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I really can't understand what you're saying. Oh, you don't like it? Oh, that's too bad, babe. I don't like you having such a small little dick. So I guess we're even then, huh? Oh, babe. Just relax and let that big rubber cock fill your mouth. Oh, trust me. I would try to relax a bit so you don't choke on it. Oh. And I've got something else for you, babe. And I'm afraid that you're not gonna like it. It's a chastity cage. Well, actually, it's a bit more than that. Oh, you can shake your head all you want, but this cage is going on, and it isn't coming off for a very, very long time. And this cage is a special one, too. So let's see. I watched the video, and this part is like a big metal cock ring that I'm just gonna pull your balls through. There we go. Oh, that looks pretty tight. And then I just need to stuff that little pee-pee through the ring so that it sits all the way back. Oh, perfect. I must admit that your balls look a lot bigger. Too bad it makes your little dicklet look even more tiny. Now right here, this is the special part. Have you ever seen anything like this before? I guess it isn't even really a cage. It's more like a flat metal disc. And when I put it on the tip of your little dicklet, your pathetic little cock, well, it's just gonna slide back inside of you. Kind of like a turtle pushing its head back inside of its shell. Can you feel it, babe? Pushing back inside of you? And if I line this little hole in front up just right, you'll still be able to pee through it. There. And would you look at that? No more little dicklet. I just took your cock away. And now I don't even have to feel ashamed when I look at it anymore. It's just all gone, babe. No more cock. I mean, I finally decided that if it doesn't give me any pleasure, then it shouldn't give you any pleasure either. And now, I don't even have to look at it. I don't need to be reminded of how pathetic your cock is anymore. I just get to see a beautiful, flat metal plate. And no more cock. No more dicklet. And no more embarrassment for either of us anymore. Honestly, I feel really good about this, babe. Now I can just look at you again and admire you. And touch you. And not feel ashamed that my man has such a teeny tiny cock. Because right now, he doesn't have any cock at all now, does he? Oh, don't cry, babe. I'm just doing what I need to do. What I need to do to make myself happy. You want me to be happy, don't you? Well, just keep sucking on that cock in your mouth then. I want you to know what a real cock feels like inside of you. And what you have never been able to give to me. I want you to know how much you've disappointed me. And this is why I have to take your cock away, babe. But don't worry, I've got something else for you. Although, I suppose it's more for me than you. Look, babe, it's a nice, long silicone cock. It's 8 inches long. The perfect size for fucking me. And it's what I've always wanted. And what I've always dreamed of. Being fucked by a nice, long, girthy 8-inch cock. Oh, but you couldn't give that to me. Not like you are. Not with that teeny, tiny little thing between your legs. But now, I can just slide this harness on you. And buckle it nice and tight. Oh, and will you look at that? When I put that dildo on, oh, you now have a nice, big, beautiful, amazing 8-inch cock for me. Don't you like it, babe? I took your other pathetic little cock away, but I gave you a nice, big new one. A one that I can coat in nice, slippery lube. And crawl up on top of you like this, nice and slowly. Oh, and I can lower myself onto it. And I can fuck you the way I've always wanted to be fucked. Finally. Oh, I can actually feel your cock inside of me. Oh, this cock? Oh, this cock is gonna satisfy me so much. Like your pathetic little dicklet never could. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, what have I been missing? Oh, my God. Oh, and this is why I had to take your cock away from you. Oh, and give you this brand new one. One that could pleasure me. Like you never fucking could. What are you squirming for, babe? Oh, is it hurting you? While I ride this cock that you're wearing? You should be grateful.
that you're actually able to pleasure me for once. Oh, God, this cock feels so fucking good. Oh, God. This cock. Oh, your new cock. Oh, so much fucking better.
Ever dreamed of. Oh, now I just want to hold you, babe, and curl up nice and close to you. Oh, and run my hands over your strong chest and arms, and touch those legs, and just fondle your new amazing cock. Holy shit. You got me so wet, babe. I'm so turned on. Now, we can fuck just as long as we need to make me come. No more of your lame quickies that just leave me in utter disappointment. We can just fuck for however long I need. And I can come as many times as I want. Whenever I want. Oh, and we can fuck for hours if I feel like it. Oh, and just the thought of that gets me so turned on. You are just gonna be my little fuck toy. My human dildo. Bound, gagged, and barely able to squirm or make a sound. My little fuck toy. To use whenever the fuck I want. Oh god. It's just making me so wet thinking about it. Here, let me show you. I'm still tingling all over, babe. My pussy is soaking wet. When I touch myself. Oh god, it feels like I could almost come again. Here, babe. Smell my fingers. I'd let you lick them, but your mouth is busy sucking on that cock, isn't it? You smell that, babe? That's what your new cock does to me. That is the smell of satisfaction and pleasure. Something you've never been able to give me before. Oh, God. I've never been this wet with you before at all. And I've certainly never come with you before. And this baby? Is exactly why I'm taking your cock away from you. This new cock is so much fucking better.